I'm sorry, the mic fell out. Sorry about that, everybody. Well, not in the stream, but it fell out. No, hold on a second, Alex. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know how that happened. I didn't click it. I mean, it totally shut off. Oh, wow, it's been off that long since I said be back in a minute? I'm sorry about that. While you're listening in the chat room, but on the stream, you know, they all heard me gabbing away. All right, so I'm ready to drop the mic now. Let me just, because Brother Joe, you're going to record the church service, right? And so from here, and that we all have, yes, good. Because I can't do the on and off, on and off, on and off stuff with all this, because the stream is just annoying. You got to shut mics off, turn on. It's goofy. All right, let me drop my mic, and then the next thing you shall hear is some beautiful music, Seventh-day Remnant music. They ain't going to get us on copyright there. So let me drop it.
Lift up your voices.
Amen. That was beautiful. Big Anil, we'll finish in prayer, or start in prayer, rather. Heavenly Father, thank you so, so very, very much for being here with us again today on Sabbath and every day. Thank you for blessing us with these amazing movements of your hand just the last 30 days and the last 30 years for some of us and 40 years, 50 years or whatever. Thank you so very, very much. Thank you for forgiving us, cleansing us, and blessing us with the latter rain if we are so worthy. And thank you for letting us take part in the three angels' message in these last days so that even if we go to sleep before the eastern sky splits, we're going to get up a little earlier than most. And so thank you for that as well. It's just amazing the way you show these things in your word. A lot of people don't know it. I give a bridling every tongue that may speak, including mine today, so that you and you alone are being glorified and not us. And thank you in advance for all these testimonies today and blessing everybody on our prayer list and all those that were put in the text chat earlier, the text chat with the prayer request and even with the children's story with all the prayer requests there too. And we offer this prayer like always in the name of your Son, our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay. I got a few here. And I'm going to start right off with. I'm going to start right off with this one. I got a PM from Brother Joe. It says, I'd like to praise the Lord for the peace and help with the trials I have going through this month. He has indeed answered those prayers and continues to on a daily basis. I also want to praise the Lord for another job opportunity that I have a phone interview with on Monday. Praise the Lord for all that he does for us and his guidance. Sabbath blessings and God bless everyone. Amen, brother. Amen and amen and amen. All right, I got a few here that I've gotten in the email. Let me just check my email one more time here just to be safe. I'll probably check it again. Sister Elena, I already got a praise from you. Whoa. are you going to get on the mic? Because that's a huge praise, sister. Let me forward it to Fran. Let's see. Okay, CSDR. I think she's got word on her computer. Maybe we might have to break that one up, Franny. Even though you might not, I don't know if you'd be able to read it all at one time. I thought she was going to get on the mic, but I don't know if she has a mic where she's at. And I see I got one from Brother Alvin, so I'll read that one rather than put it in my text file. Oh, let me send that one to Fran real quick. There it goes. Praise the Lord for that big praise that Sister Elena just wrote. But Alvin says, Dear Brother Nick, here is my little praise and testimony. Happy Sabbath, everyone. He says, I would like to praise the Lord for his providence and goodness and for sending us his Holy Spirit to grow in grace. As you will know, every Friday night I used to have an online study with a small number of SDR brethren in Manila, which is Sabbath afternoon there. Yeah. They're part of that crowd that likes to listen to the sermons as we're snoring, right? And they have a regular attendee. They have a regular attendance of five families gathering and worshiping together at one of the brothers' homes every Sabbath. Last night, another family joined who were so interested about the hearing of the present truth. Truly, the Lord is calling his people out of darkness into his marvelous light. And I am praising our dear King and Savior that he can use us in sharing this precious light to touch people. I also ask that you pray for this little church to continue to grow spiritually. And yes, brother, I'll put it on my prayer list right when I'm done here. Because we've got quite a few churches out there in the Philippines. A lot of them are, all of them are dear to our hearts, you know, especially Pastor Craig, because that's, you know, the Lord used him to plant them. And so thank you so much, and to God be the glory. May God bless us all. Brother Alvin, amen, my brother. All right, so let me stick this in my prayer list. Okay. All right, I just got another email, but nope, that's spam. Okay, so let me knock that down. Okay. I'm going to share some of my own. I see the microphones are already up. Our hands are already up. We got some people already standing in line. They're going to hit the mic in a minute or two here. But I got a few things I want to praise the Lord for. First and foremost, I want to praise His mighty name for my salvation and the joy of my salvation, even during the dry spells and whatnot. And something that He revealed to me, it's personal, so I won't go into heavy detail on this. And there's another personal praise I want to give at the end of this that's I'm not going to give much detail on. But this one here, I've been going through something here. We have been going through something here for, in the family, you know, over a decade. And the Lord revealed to me something a week or two ago during a midday prayer. And I mentioned, you know, what He revealed more than once here in the church services in regards to whenever I get hit with this situation, I look up at the trillions of planets and know that, no, He hasn't forgotten us. He's counting the hairs on our head and all the hairs on their heads up there. And so because the devil likes to make you feel like, oh, God's not even hearing you. He's not answering your prayer. Could you imagine what Moses went through on that 40 days on the mountain with dead air? And so, yeah, we have our dead air too. But a lot of times we bring it on ourselves where we put a lot more faith in ourselves than we do on the promises. And so I wanted to praise His name for that because that's kind of like sitting on the same rung for a little bit too long until He realized, He revealed to me, this is just, you know, I need a little bit more trust in this one area. And as we all do, I would imagine, because hence the reason He hasn't split that eastern sky yet. And so I wanted to praise His name for helping me on that. And it's really blessed me the last few weeks, because every time something hits me upside the head, I just look up in my heart and I see exactly what He showed me. Every time. It's just a weird picture, but it's, you know, of all the planet, like say you're right in the middle of the Milky Way, and that's just one galaxy out of trillions, right? But anyway, I also want to praise the Lord that the below zero temps are gone. And I like it too. I mean, as long as there's no wind, I like cold. As a matter of fact, well, it wasn't below, but I went for my mile and a half walk outside when it was 9 degrees, because there wasn't any wind. And that was even before I got that strange looking hat, that like a ski mask thing. You know, I don't want to wear a hat when I'm praying, so I brave it. You know, I deal with it, but when it's cold. But yeah, that thing works pretty good. So, but I wanted to praise His name that the below zero stuff is gone, and our feral cat survived. I'm wondering about the other one, because the other one's kind of shy, and I haven't seen him in a few weeks. We call him the Griff, because he's orange, like this one buddy of mine that died a few years ago. He had orange hair. And the cats made it, and Fran was telling me she was out walking the dog the other day and saw a bunch of bunny tracks, and so our little bunnies survived it too, and all the birdies, you know. Man, it's like every time it gets crazy cold, my bird feeders get empty real quick. So they're all out there, not a problem. I see. Although we did lose a blue jay, one of the blue jays did die, but I think he hit the window and broke his neck. Because we birds have a tendency to hit that window here, and so I also wanted to, you know, praise the Lord that He healed me of that awful, I like to call them nuclear cold or flu. I don't know what it was. Never had an experience like that before. It was different. It wasn't a flu. It wasn't a cold. But towards the end, it was just a cold. And I can't remember the last time I've been sick. And it was about 2 weeks ago, as you know. And I've never before missed a church service due to sickness, ever. Never in my life has that ever happened. And so, again, I praise the Lord for Pastor Craig, who was able to step in for me there and help out. Because in the morning when I got up, I had no voice. It was like whisper, and then when it came time for church, my voice was back. But you know, I don't even want to think about it now. I feel like I got the urge to cough now, so I gotta push that out, because I would have these coughing fits, and you can't preach when you have to stop for 10-15 seconds just to cough up a storm. And so I want to praise the Lord for that my brother was there to help. And if he wouldn't have done it, I'm sure one of the other brothers would have stepped up. But that's one of the beauties of this church family too. And I wanted to praise the Lord for that. I was actually talking about you guys the other day to someone on the phone that he's on the same page as we are. And his name's Robert, keep in your prayers. This thing with the way this church is. Fran and I have always been workers. We've always been a lot. Like whenever we joined a church after we left the Catholic church, even as a Catholic, I was a worker. I was a Eucharistic minister. I taught, you know, Catholic doctrine. I went to Mass every morning, said the rosary every day, right? And I was an usher. So I've always been one that wanted, I want to do stuff for you, Lord. And then when I left the Catholic church, I was so green. I says, Father God, I got to do stuff for you, but I can't preach. I didn't know anything. And I says, but I know preachers that can use my help because I got all these talents that you gave me. And I want to use it. And I did that for years. And then the Lord, you know, moved me to a pulpit. And so I wanted to praise his name that, you know, the way he blesses us on a daily basis like that. And I also want to praise the Lord that all the exercise and all the that I've been doing on a regular basis and all the natural methods helped me get over that whatever happened to me 2 weeks ago rather quickly, you know, because I'm all about it. Like when it comes to aspirin, I don't even do that. I use white willow bark. You know, that's the base element of aspirin. They just what they call, quote unquote, refine it. And although I do use aspirin in the greenhouse, it's good for, you know, you put in a gallon of water, it's good for your plants. You know, the cheap aspirin, you know, the stuff that falls apart. I also want to praise the Lord. The OCR camera is here. We will start, digitizing some of the Spirit of Prophecy and putting them on the site. The original ones that haven't been doctored. And I also praise the Lord for the way he allowed for, now this is that personal, the second personal one. This is the last thing I'm going to share, unless, of course, the Lord reminds me of something else. But something very unexpected happened. I knew there was an issue already before I made the phone call, but I didn't know it was that bad. This is a very significant trial to come against the ministry to where they're, you know, causing problems for us, the enemy of souls. And I'm still going to have to deal with it. Regardless, after I talk to these people, this government thing, you know, they're always attacking. They're trying to shut you down because you won't do 501c3 or whatever. And at least they don't say that. But I had a chance to evangelize and share with these people that, you know, what it all means, the 501c3 and all that. And I says, no. I says, but his hand was, the Lord's hand was so very clear on this. And it even got to the point where you can really hear even over the phone how the Lord, you know, how people find favor on God's people. You know, he finds favor, you know, even over the phone. You don't even have to stand in front of them. You can tell over the phone that these people, and it turns out this whole thing might just go away with one form. And so I'm waiting on that form. It'll be here soon. And because it turns out that I misunderstood some things and understood some things, and so I'm really confused. And so, but I wanted to praise his name that I literally saw the smile during the trial on that one, and that shocked me too because, I don't know. It was just a strange way it all went down. I gotta say. And then I want to share one more praise here from Sister Elena. This is something she gave me a couple of weeks ago. She says, "Sabbath blessings, precious brother. Please announce my praise because I promised in my prayer to the Lord." And we did. We announced this. And I says, we'll do it again on testimony service. But then she sent another one, obviously, that Fran's going to read. But she says, "I'm praising the Lord highly for staying healthy despite all the chances and all the signs of me falling ill. My throat is not sore, but I can feel it just a little bit because I breathe the cold air and I haven't seen this cold for years living in California. Glory to the Lord God. May his mighty name be exalted and blessed. Amen and amen and amen." All right, so let me drop the mic. And whoever's next is going to, their mic will turn on.
Sean and Gilbert, you were before me, so you guys go ahead.
Anyone hear me? All right. Great. I've got a lot to say, believe me. I have a lot to say as far as how good the Lord has been to me, been to my family, and I'm going to keep it simple, you know? I'm going to keep it simple. This has not been an easy week, or this hasn't been an easy couple of weeks. And I'm not going to put a but into it. I'm just going to say this is also an answer of prayer that I've made some time ago. I've asked the Lord to make me a person of prayer. And whenever I ask the Lord for things, I always I try to make it a habit, or at least I do what I can to make it said that whatever he decides, you're just. Whether it feels good or not, you're just, because I know that he has my best interest in heart. He knows what I need, period. Okay? And the answer has come. I've been on my knees a lot. Okay? I've admitted when I was scared. I've admitted when, you know, things were uncertain. And it's been wonderful, you know. I'm going to give the Lord the praise to say that yes, I am still unemployed, but the Lord has been meeting the needs. He's been meeting the needs. We are still here, regardless of what is going on, you know, dealing with things with as far as mortgage and things like that. We're still here. He's been meeting the needs, and he's been showing me, hey, look, I've been right here. I see everything that you're going through. I've been offered numerous job opportunities, but for some strange reason, and these job opportunities I know would have paid, you know, but they all have the same thing in common. Because of the fact that I have to work on the Sabbath day, I simply can't do them. Period. I simply can't do them. Again, I thank the Lord for the courage. I thank the Lord for the strength to take on, you know, for me to deal with what the things that come with it, the uncertainty and things like that. You know, I even have it at the bottom of my resume, okay, that I cannot work on the Sabbath day. And regardless of whether I tell them or not, it's just plain. I make it known. But still, despite all of that, the Lord has met the needs. He's just plain met the needs. And I'm just glad more than anything that I'm going to trust him. I'm going to look to him more than I would the money, period. I need that. I need the Lord more than I need resources, because without him, I can't even live life without him. That's just the way it is. Okay. I mean, I've made many errors and things like that. And I just need him to just help me through the messes that I've made in my life, you know, and also I just plain give the Lord praise. I give him praise. I worship him. I praise him. I thank him. And he's been with me through the whole thing. Those of you that are out there that are under the sound of my voice, if you got something to say, say it. I don't care if you don't feel like it, just plain say it. You know something good from the Lord came your way. Just say it, just say it, just say it. Okay, I don't care how small it is. Hey, even if it's something about, the Lord helped me to breathe. Say that too. There are babies in incubators that are going through that problem right now, okay, that are having problems breathing. Please pray for them. I don't care how small it is. Say it, say it, say it, okay? Give the Lord the praise in everything that is going on. Give the Lord the praise that he has been with you through the trials and stuff. And believe me, he has kept his promise to me, okay? He has plain kept his promise to me. I worship him. I praise him. I thank him. Again, I worship him, I praise him, I thank him, and I'm going to say it again. I worship him, I praise him, I thank him. And, hey, I thank the Lord that I have a church family like all of you. I mean, there are times that I remember once that I literally told everyone, typing out as fast as I could anyway, that I was going through this, that, and the other, and all of you have been encouraging to me. It only shows that the Lord is there. I love every single last one of you. Be strong, be strong, be strong. I'm going to tell you this, be strong. Hang in there, okay? Regardless of how bad the winds blow from the enemy, that don't mean anything. I tell you what, you just hang in there, hang in there, hang in there. I love all of you. Take care. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. That's just the way it is. Praise to the Lord always.
Have a blessings, everybody. Can you guys hear me? Yes. All right. Good. Praise the Lord. All righty. I do have a few praises here. I guess I'll start with mine. It's very short, but I'm not going to say that much about it. But as you guys do know, I was under the weather last week to the point where I was having trouble even speaking and thinking correctly. But I wanted to praise the Lord for recovering from this sickness. I'm not 100% yet. I'm probably like 98%. But there's still a little something there. And Nick takes credit for getting me sick. He got me e-sick. And then I got someone else e-sick. But I wanted to praise the Lord for recovering from it. I'm not entirely sure as well, so still keep it in prayer what's going on, because I don't know, it's like it's making its, I guess, last stand, so to speak, because it was like nearly gone, and then it seemed like it picked up a little bit again. Not that much, but it did seem like it picked up a little bit again, but today, still, I feel basically the best I've felt the entire time I've been sick, so who knows, but praise the Lord for it going away. And then, this one is from Sister Susan's son, Andrew, who is going through rough times in college. And this is his praise, and it says, he wrote a poem, and it says, "Miracle. I need a miracle from you. Oh, sorry, Lord, I need a miracle from you. I have lost my way, and now I don't know what to do. Lord, I know you can move mountains and do things that no one can understand. But I need your help to help me stand. I know that I cannot do things on my own and that all things are possible only through you. But I need a miracle from you, not only through school, but also in my walk with you. I need your help, and not just for me, but for my family also. I know you will make a way out of no way. And right now, I am in a very dark place, and I need your light. And I know only you can defeat this darkness with your might. Lord, I know that I have messed a lot of things up, and I thought that I could not be picked up. But you, and only you, showed me that you did not give up on me. You picked me up from the dark, from the deepest and darkest places that I was in. And now it's time that I return the favor while I use this pen. Lord, I know you will hear my prayer, and I know you will make a way for me and my family. Lord, I hope you forgive me for all the sins I committed, and I hope that I have not turned you away. I need your help, and in this, I conclude. Amen." And he says, "I wrote this prayer because I was going through a very dark time this past week, and I feel like God inspired me to write it, to let me know he is still there even through these dark times, that I need him. I had also fallen off the straight and narrow and lost my way, but God showed me that only through him are all things possible. And now I want to better my walk with him and let him have all the glory." Amen to that. Yep, and that's very true. And English now. If you ever find yourself you're struggling, you know, you can always turn to the Lord, even if you've fallen into sin. The Bible says the just man falls 7 times and gets back up. It's not just because he fell. He's just because he gets back up. And that's all you have to do. No matter what ridiculous thoughts come to your mind. I know, because I've literally multiple times in my life, I've had the experience. I mean, I've had an experience where, for some reason, Satan has thrown at me the idea of having committed blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And it happened multiple times in my life. It wasn't just one. The one that it did happen, the worst, was a couple years ago. But it hasn't happened since. But whenever you're, like, in that state or in that mental state or you're dealing with something like that, just get back up. If you fall in, get up. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what Satan's saying, because the simple fact of the matter is if you want to get up, the Lord's going to be there for you. Every honest person who wants to get up, the Lord is there for. Every single one of them, without exception. Even if you think you're the exception, you're not. So don't listen to Satan. All right. And this last one that I'm going to share is Sister Vera. She says, Sabbath blessings, precious church family. She says, this morning as I pondered, I think this is the one from... She said, this morning as I pondered about the past year, I was filled with awe and thanks to the Lord for all the witnessing opportunities of this past year. For I got to witness how truly his promise is that his word will not return void. And even though many times it appeared as if the truth that I was so earnestly sharing is falling on deaf ears, or worse, caused people to scoff and hate me, yet I began to slowly realize and appreciate the opportunity to sow the seed, and that because the person heard them, a seed was planted that Christ will send others to water. And I am humbled and grateful to God that I was chosen to be a co-laborer with Christ in these end times to enlarge the kingdom of Christ and herald the message of the end times. And even though many times throughout the past year, and even so this morning, Satan tried to discourage me by pointing out that my hard witnessing labors have not wrought any visible fruits this past year, or for the past 5 years, for that matter. I was graciously encouraged this morning by a gentle reminder of the example of my Lord, and how that for 3.5 years, Christ's intense labor of love also appeared as a failure, because soon, all those that hailed him with hosannas at Jerusalem would now yell, crucify him, and those that he personally labored for would abandon him in his most trying moment, and one of his earnest followers would deny him, while the one that was counted amongst the 12 would even betray him. But just look a little further after his death and the sending of the early rain. Oh, what an abundant harvest did his earnest work brought forth then. And as I ponder that, again my troubled heart was filled with peace, and my wearied spirit is uplifted. And with renewed energy, I go forth this year sharing Christ, the more earnestly remembering how each time I shared Christ, it changed my life. As right then and there I realized more deeply the very truth that I was sharing with a soul, and at times at that very moment. That's also so amazing and mind-boggling how by giving we receive, by casting away the precious seed we receive the more abundantly. How? By sharing Christ with others, we ourselves are at the same time receiving much blessings. That would have taken much of the testimony Sabbath service for me to recount them all. So instead of recounting them all for you today, I tell myself and others that have not yet actively began to earnestly share the present truth with others, stop withholding the precious seeds of truth from perishing souls and amazing blessings for yourself, and go out there today and taste and see for yourself the amazing blessings that sharing Christ will other yields. God bless. Servant of Christ, Vera. And amen to that. All right. And I just want to just echo a little bit of something that she just said, too, with the whole, you know, you're doing so much work and it seems like nothing has worked. I've been in the truth since, at least in the Seventh-day Adventist Church around there, since around 2012. Yeah, you won't always see your fruits. That's one thing not to discourage by, especially those newcomers. Do not get discouraged by that idea that, oh, well, no one's listening to me. Yeah, that's the way it's going to look. That's really is the way it's going to look for now. Remember, it wasn't until the early rain, and she made an excellent point, praise the Lord, it wasn't until the early rain that, wow, look at all these souls affected by Christ. So what do you think is going to happen in the latter rain? That Sabbath blessings, everyone. I will drop the mic and pass it to Sister Fran.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I just have a praise I'd like to share with you. I praise the Lord for my salvation, and I praise the Lord for the joy of my salvation, and also for my trials. I've learned so much from in my health. I praise His name for my health. And I also want to share with you something that happened last Sabbath with me in my prayer life. I want to praise the Lord about my prayer life with Jesus. And something special, something that happened last week on Sabbath, same Sabbath. So while I was learning about David's prayer life with God a while back, which I love the story of David, that just taught me so much. My heart just yearned and continued to yearn for a prayer life just like he had. He sat before the Lord and talked with him as friend to friend. I always felt selfish in asking God to let me see him or, you know, something special to happen, because I didn't want him to think I was like a doubting Thomas. And that Bible verse, 2 Corinthians verse 9, always came to my mind also. My grace is sufficient for thee. Also, I didn't want Jesus to think that I thought I'm someone special, that if I could see him or anything. So last Sabbath, I brought my usual unanswered prayers and concerns before the Lord. I was on the couch, kind of like sitting up, facing the back of the couch, kind of. And I was sitting and talking to him. And as my prayer, you know, felt more intense in my heart, I just cried out for Jesus in prayer. And he suddenly, just all of a sudden, he filled my heart with his love, his spirit, and the peace. He filled me with peace like I never felt before. My whole body and my mind and my heart and soul are still shaking from this. I can't hold the paper still. It was filled with his love. He assured me that he considered my prayers that I've waited so long for. And brothers and sisters, I saw his face. I saw his beautiful smile expressing to me that he cares and that he does acknowledge that I want to be like him. For his glory only. That's like my main prayer. I just want to be like him. I saw his hands and his face in my mind. I knew it was him, and I knew he was right in front of me. I just knew he was right there. I saw him. He's right in front of me. And he filled me with his love and constant present. And it's been a week, and I'm still filled with it. I never want it to go away. I'll never let it go away. I know I have to have Jesus help me, of course, with that. And I can't imagine. I can't imagine why he would let me appear. Why he would appear to me like that? I'm nothing. I'm just a know-it-nothing. I'm just a lowly sinner. I always pray to God to keep me very low and humble, because I never ever want to exalt myself ever. I just want everybody to be more important than me, and I just wanted him to keep me like that. I praise his name for that. I just praise his name. I have to tell you, I love him. I love Jesus. And if you'll just allow me, I made up this really short song. It's a one-sentence song. If I could just sing it, I just have to tell you how much I love him. So here's my song. I made it up a long time ago. I usually sing it to him. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, I love you. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just love him so much for this, for everything. There's so much more to praise his name for. I I don't want to. I know you guys. You have the same thing too. You want to praise him, but we'd be here all day praising his name for everything. Okay, praise the Lord that I could get this out and share this with you. I have another praise from Sister Emily. Sister Emily says, Sabbath blessings. She says, I praise the Lord for bringing a godly man into my life who's also a Sabbath keeper. Praise the Lord, Sister Emily. Iron sharpeneth iron, and that's a blessing for the both of you. I will keep you guys in prayer. Praise the Lord. And I have another praise from Sister Lee. And she says Sister Lee would like to praise the Lord for all that he has done this month for our family. He has provided for us in many ways. My praise is when we got sick in the house, he helped. So that was not so bad. My second praise is that we had the water freeze up in our pipes last week on preparation night before the Sabbath, and we were able to get it thawed out, giving us enough time to get ready on preparation day. This week, when the Arctic weather was coming through our state, we actually got so cold that in the daytime, the water pipes froze for the second time in 2 weeks. We were out of water for 2 days, but we had bottled water and were making do with it. Again, the people came and unfroze the water pipes for us, and we were able to get prepared for the Sabbath. My last praise is 2 weeks ago. Two of our cats got out, but only Taz, DJ's cat, didn't return. We kept praying and would see cat prints in the snow, but we did not see him. This last Thursday after women's study, when I was in the kitchen, I saw the security light go on, and thus I saw him walking away as he got scared of the light going on. I called Trey to go out, and we both got him cornered in the garage. Trey was able to grab him as he was hiding in the bottom of the grill. He is very thin, and it seems he was burning through calories to stay warm. I'm so grateful to God that through the worst cold weather we've had in years, our kitty was protected. Praise the Lord. He even protects our animals. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than sparrows. Thus the scripture of even God taking care of the smallest animal reminds me through all the problems with the water issues and etc. God sees, saw, and provided for us. Thus God is telling us all not to worry. He is taking care of us. And then DJ says, praise the Lord for my cat named Taz. He came back. I know that God answered my prayers. Praise the Lord, DJ. She said, thank you for all your prayers and helping bring DJ's beloved cat home. God bless, brothers and sisters. Sister Lee. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He takes care of everything, just like she says. And I now have Sister Elena's praise. And let me get it up. Where did it go? And Nick, if I fall out, let me know, because I can't see. Okay. Sister Elena says, Sabbath blessings, precious brothers and sisters. As always, I couldn't wait for this moment to come when I can share my testimonies and praises to the Lord, my joy of being his child and being loved with a deep and endless love. Here's her first praise. Some of you heard my testimony over 3 years ago during our camp meeting in South Carolina, how the Lord turned my shame into the honor that only he deserves. But since many brothers and sisters joined us later, and I had something else before I left my job that followed the story, I need to tell it again. It was over 5 years ago when I made a mistake on cash, and I sincerely thought that another supervisor named Jose was at fault. I questioned him and other coworkers about the missing money, but nobody was aware of anything. I only had to report what I thought was an issue to my district manager. When Jose mishandled something else, my district manager rebuked me for not reporting him this issue right away, on which I insisted that it was a very serious accusation, and I couldn't just rush with my report in that case. In no time, my relationship with Jose was completely ruined, and he complained to everyone that I wanted to get rid of him. I couldn't stop looking for what I thought was missing cash. I even requested photocopies of reports from the corporate office, but they didn't send me anything. Only when I requested photocopies of specific receipts, within 5 minutes, I found out that there was no shortage. I was so embarrassed that it seemed like I was in physical pain. I was an extremely hard feeling to realize that I was wrong. My feelings were mixed, and at some point I caught myself on thinking how to cover up this issue with some lies. But I had to shake this idea off because the lies wouldn't work. My day was ruined and I didn't sleep all night. I lived through a nightmare. Next morning, I was sitting in my car waiting for the engine to heat up, and I decided that I wouldn't lie but admit my mistake. I prayed to the Lord to give me strength because I was afraid that in my fear, I might start lying instead of speaking the truth. Interestingly, that same morning, our district manager, who rarely would check on our location, came in. I saw this was as my opportunity to tell him, and I did. He was surprised and asked me what I would do, and I said that I would tell the truth to Jose and that I would apologize to him. I saw a relief in the face of my district manager, and surprisingly, he told me to handle this thing and nothing else happened. Praise the Lord. I didn't get the warning. I wasn't even reprimanded. But before I was getting ready in my mind to lose my job, and of course I spoke to Jose, who came for the afternoon shift, I approached him and stated how I found my mistake and if he wanted to punch my face, he was free to bruise me up because I was entitled to it. And again, the will of the Lord was for us, as well as for all others on our team, to develop stronger bond. I wasn't looked upon as a fool. Instead, everyone was impressed with how I admitted my mistake. One co-worker shortly told me that after her dad learned my story, he stated that it was the very thing he tried to inculcate in her life, in all her life. Willingness to take responsibility for words and actions. So instead of me losing my job or having my reputation ruined, the Lord blessed me with a better reputation and respect among my peers and higher management, and I shortly with promotion. But the story doesn't stop here. As the years passed by, I forgot about this incident, but apparently my higher management didn't. Right after I submitted my resignation letter to the district manager, he came to visit the location that I managed. Okay, it's back on? Okay. Let me go back. And as we were talking about me leaving the job in California, I was surprised to hear among all my achievements, he listed that incident with missing cash 5 years ago. He didn't list it as a mistake, though, but as the fact that I was jealously protecting the company's funds. The Lord is truly amazing and wonderful, brothers and sisters. Even though he is the one who is entitled to all the honor and praises, he bestows them on us. First, he helps us to clear up a mess that we ourselves create, both in spiritual and physical life. And then he blesses us in ways that we are absolutely incomprehensible. I know, praise the Lord. Who is the other God who claims to be the true God who can bless in a manner like this? Buddha? Allah? Satan? No, no, and no. Our glorious God, Heavenly Father, is his loving Son, our Lord and Jesus Savior, Jesus Christ, and our mysterious God, Holy Spirit, are the ones who are truly living and loving God, loving gods. Only gods whom we worship are able to bless like that, and even more, healing and good health, life, long life, peace of mind, and a genuine happiness. All glory goes to God. Praise the Lord. Okay. I also want to highly praise the Lord for continued fast and steady improvements in my health. These improvements take place not much because I am working on my health, but because the Lord abundantly blesses my efforts. Specifically, I often thought of my hair that is turning gray and that I need to find some natural dye to cover it. However, once I looked at my hair in the mirror, I was stunned from seeing how the grayness spread out evenly and covered my hair in a manner that now looks like my hair was dyed to be gray with dark lowlights all over my hair. Something like a reversed version of dark hair with white highlights, according to the fashion style. There's no need for me to worry about hair dyes anymore. Glory to the Lord, God, Jesus Christ, for healing and restoring that He promised thousands of years ago through His servants and the prophets. The Lord is wonderful indeed, His faithful in His word and amazing in His love. To those of you who don't have the knowledge of healing, thine health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness, For those of you who don't have a knowledge of the healing power of the Lord, here's Isaiah 58, 8 through 9. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. And I solemnly swear by the God of whose power I testify here today that I see these wonderful promises being fulfilled, not only in the matters that I pray for, but also in the matters that I think of but haven't prayed to my Lord yet. The Lord is faithful. The most recent example, I was concerned that the exercises that I do per instructions of chiropractor wouldn't be enough because I sit long hours every day in front of my laptop. But the Lord sent me to my precious sister Frances with the wonderful idea of additional stretches and exercises to help my back as well as the whole body. I see the two ways which the Lord uses to help me out in my healing venture, miracles and people whom He sends to me as a response to my concerns. So please know that if you are not healed, it is because you don't believe in Jesus Christ or you doubt His healing power, or you just want to be sick. There's no other way around this fact. Sister White said that it's a sin to be sick, H.R. August 1st, 1866 paragraph. And I already testified here twice how the Lord miraculously healed me from my addictions last year in summer when the congregation laid hands on me in prayer and about me receiving extra blessings that I didn't even ask for. Therefore, precious souls, I implore you in the name of the powerful God, of whose love and mercy I testify today, do not let Satan whisper in your ears discouraging lies about you being punished or bearing the consequences of your past sins. The same mighty God Jesus will soon resurrect millions of dead and rotten bodies of his faithful. Wants to bestow His blessings of healing on you now. You are hearing this testimony for a reason, but the one who heeds this message and obtains the healing mercies and will testify about them with the overwhelming joy and unshakable confidence with which I am testifying before you now. To those who want to get a compilation of biblical verses and Sister White's statements on healing promises, please let me know, and I will gladly email them to you. May this praise and all the praises that we say today shake the whole universe to the glory of our precious God toward God's Heavenly Father, His Holy Son Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. And another huge praise is for the wonderful blessings the Lord bestows upon me during my Bible studies. I pray to Him, reveal me the truths that I didn't catch before or because I wasn't ready or worthy to receive them. And here is how precious the Lord Holy Spirit blessed me with increased understanding during the study. I was able to grasp more information on the concept of punishment. The Word of God says that everyone who deserves it, are punished in this life, not after death. And so I was able to finally see that the people were punished in old times, and it happened here on earth, not in some hell after they die. As an example, Jeremiah chapter 48, where the Lord pronounced His judgment against the Moabites, tells about them being given the pestilence, the sword, famine, captivity, and so on. And then the very last sentence of this chapter says, Thus far is the judgment of Moab. So it turns out that the punishments is not what we were told by the wolves in sheep's clothing. I will post other verses and passages that talk about punishments for you in the chat room. And you won't find there a single word that speaks about the people who are being punished going to hell to burn there forever. Right. Those brothers and sisters who, to whom this concept is new, just like to me, please use these verses to refute the lies about everlasting hell. And please tell those who say that the Old Testament is no longer needed that it is still valid and lays a solid foundation for all the doctrines. What a blessing we have in the written Word of God to use it as a weapon against those liars who defame our loving God by claiming the existence of hell, where sinners' souls screaming in agony forever. Glory to the Lord. My last praise for today is to all three divine persons of the Godhead for even dealing with me, the dirty rag and stinky worm. The Lord of the universe, the Creator God, Heavenly Father, bends down from his heavenly throne to hear my prayer and grant me blessings according to his will. God's Holy Spirit is cleansing and refining my broken prayer, so it has a presentable form, and then leads, teaches, and comforts me. And the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me while I was a sinner, who allowed in my sins as a pig wallows in mud. I didn't even bring any gift to the King of the universe. I came with my robes dirty and my spiritual nakedness uncovered. I brought the baggage of my sins that disqualify me from being called the Lord's chosen, called the daughters of God, his beloved. And to be realistic, what should I be loved for? Yet the precious Lord don't find it too embarrassing to accept me, an outcast and a grave sinner. And they accept me to cleanse and heal right in front of the whole heavenly host. Our God are the only true gods who prove us their infinite love and over again. No other God is capable to bless us in the way our precious God lavishly bless us with restoration and healing, long life, protection, knowledge, discernment, and wisdom, peace with ourselves and with God, and much more. I can't even find the right words to express my gratitude and joy and to give glory to the Lord, Heavenly Father, his precious Son Jesus, and God Holy Spirit, the way they deserve. May this praise reach the farthest corners of the universe, its highest heights and deepest deeps. Glory to God. Thank you kindly for your patience listening to another long testimony. I love you all. God bless. We love you too. And a long praise is beautiful. Praise the Lord. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. I'll hand over the mic to who's ever less next.
Okay, it doesn't seem to be working, sister. You might want to check the control panel, make sure it's on. It was working last night, wasn't it? You guys got the mic working last night. But you can mess with it for a little bit. Put your hand up, and I'll just read a praise or two here, and then you can try it again after I'm done here. But yeah, but nobody could hear you. So, sorry for those of you on listening on the stream. One of the sisters here, her mic isn't working, and so I jumped in. But all right, so I'll share a few here, and then she can try. There it goes. So we're getting problems. You could hear me on the stream, but then they couldn't hear me in the room, and then you couldn't hear me in the room, but then you couldn't hear me on the stream. It's just all right. So she's gonna try it here in a minute. Yeah, so I'll just read a couple of these PM praises that I got, and I got some in email I got to read later too. So Brother Alex is praising the Lord for logic-defying mercy unto all of us. Even the angels, when they look on this, they still, with their super intelligent, can't really grasp the love that's involved with salvation. The mercy of God upon us is just amazing. And so if an angel can't figure it out, there ain't no way you're going to do it. So just praise his name. Amen, brother. So, all right, Sister Janet says, I'd like to praise the Lord for all the wonderful rain we're getting here. Well, that'd be nice if we got some rain here. It's usually just snow this time of year. And she says, for showing me every day more ways to be healthier naturally. And most of all, I want to praise him for bringing peace and safety to me and my immediate family during a tough, intense spiritual attack from the enemy. Thank you, Lord, for your love, care, and faithfulness. Amen, sister. Amen and amen. Amen. Still got it on the praise list, too, or prayer list, regardless. Brother Bennett, he says, I praise the Lord for blessing and providing me with the means to get a car for my new job and for also keeping me favored and blessed wherever I go. The Lord is very good. I also thank him for moving on the brethren's hearts to help me in my time of need. Say amen, brother. Praise the Lord. That's what brothers and sisters are there for. So, amen. All right, let me see. Is Sister Natasha got her hand up there again there? You want to try it? You want to try it now, sister? Amen, Brother Gilbert. Amen. Okay, she's got her hand up, so let me drop. All right, you might want to try a different browser or rebooting the laptop. I don't remember how you guys did it last night, but she got her. Yeah, she still can't get her sound, for those of you listening on the stream, in case you're wondering. But, yeah, she might want to try a different browser, sister, or reboot the laptop, or both. So let me check my email again. Okay, I got here something from well, let me read these here. I'll go in order. I got a few of them. So I'll wait for Sister Natasha to come back. But I will share these while we're waiting. So Brother Paul _ B. Well, Brother Paul for everybody. I don't know if it makes a difference on the stream. But he says, I'd like to praise God for blessing us with a new year. Amen. It's moving pretty fast. Yep, we're already into the second month. He says, also, I have a brother who was struggling for the most part of 2018. He went through a lot of trials. The drugs didn't help. At some point, he was basically depressed. However, at the start of this year, a change has been happening. He is more responsive and showing signs of being actually happy. God has been good, as usual, and please continue to keep my brother Shanti in your prayers. Or Shanti. God bless and Sabbath blessings, Brother Paul. So, amen, brother. You will definitely keep him, you know. I think my mic went down again. And I seen Sister Natasha try to talk again, and it didn't go on. I'm wondering if, like, when she turns her on, it knocks mine out. Because I've noticed my mic has been falling for some reason. That's odd. Anywho. Yeah, she's going to have to reboot her computer. I don't know what's going on, but every time she tries to turn on her mic, she knocks mine off. So, oh, you can't knock down a moderator mic and a member mic for some reason. Yeah, so I don't think you did it, Sean. But, have Natasha reboot her computer there. But like I was saying, okay, so yeah, it's some kind of a bug in the, okay, yeah, all right, so Sean was telling me that years ago he turned on his mic by mistake and it knocked my mic off, so, all right, so there is some kind of a bug, but there is no way we could fix it because the people that made this software went belly up 5 or 6 years ago, so right after we bought it, they went belly up, and so, but again, I'll try to repeat this, and the people on the stream are going, oh, man, we've heard this before. But Brother Daniel's praise, Eli tried to send it to me, but he couldn't get it through. And I'm not going to say what kind of online VoIP he's using, but you guys want to seriously consider being very careful on that because it's got hidden Trek characters in it. And the only reason I know that is because it does the same thing when I try to pull the email text that you sent me. Like if I... I copy and I paste what you texted me to Notepad. And Notepad or Notepad Plus or whatever I have open, or even my HTML stuff, will show these yellow question marks, which means there's something goofy going on in the background here. Microsoft Word has been doing that for all along. And it's very annoying because whenever I make, like write a sermon or do some notes in Microsoft Word and I pull it into HTML, my builder actually has a feature where I can remove all, you know, Word tags. They call them Microsoft Word tags. But if you notice, go in there and just type something in Word normally and then put Italy in. And then type something normally and then put in France in. Not type something normally and put the state of Colorado in or something like that. Microsoft tags all that. And it could be some government thing. And so you got to clear the tags. And so it looks like that VoIP you guys are using, they're looking for buzzwords is what I'm saying. They're tagging this stuff, which means if you say something on that VoIP that they consider a threat, they'll get, you know, even though if they take you out of context, which they will definitely do. So be very, very careful. Because I never knew, I don't use that VoIP. I don't, I certainly wouldn't use it for texting. But anyway, Brother Daniel says, praise and glory to our Elohim for moving Dallin and I to preach to two Catholic Filipino men. One of them had a stroke 4 years ago, while the other man is married to a woman who claims to have seen God the Father. I politely rebuked him since. No human can see the Father. Amen. Only the saints, made immortal, will see him, as per Revelation 22:4. The married man's home had at least 10 idols, he says. I asked him to get rid of them, including the statue of Mary in his backyard. There's probably a bathtub Mary. We see a lot of those out here. We call them bathtub Marys, where they bury a bathtub standing vertically halfway and then put Mary in there like it's a... And it's a very vulgar thing. It's the Guadalupe thing, that so-called vision of Guadalupe. And she's standing inside. It's female. Let's just put it that way. Very, very vulgar. Okay. And that's what the clam, too. They sometimes put her in a clamshell. That's also very vulgar. It's a pagan thing. So let's see. Where did he leave off here? We prayed against Mary in the backyard. He says, we prayed with him outside his house. He was sitting down while Dallin and I were on our knees. I asked him to go on his knees, and he did. As I started to pray, his dog went completely nuts and barked nonstop as I prayed. Well, that's no mistake. Yeah. The dog, they're very easily controlled by demons. Once the prayer ended, the dog cooled off. Amen. Prayers for the man and his wife along with the man with the stroke or whatever. So the house needs to be anointed, but that man has to make some decisions too, of course. You know, I would go around all the doorways and the windows and even the internet, and if he's got a landline phone, I'll even anoint with olive oil. I touch it with a little dab of oil and say a prayer and ask the Lord to please keep a strong hedge here, and it works. It even stops the bad dreams and everything. All right, let's see if Sister, I don't know if Natasha's got her hand up again. You know, Sister, if you want, you could just email it, but I would want her to try it again because she did get it working last night. And Sister Danielle sent me a PM, and let me read this, and then I still have a few left, but then I see Brother Arnold put his hand up. So I'm going to read this from Danielle, and she says, I have a short praise. I want to praise the Lord for my kids. Amen. God has been working in their hearts, and I can see the change. They are getting long better. I know I say a lot, but I really want to praise the Lord for his natural remedies. I can see the change in my kids. They're so much better. It's like a mental clarity. Amen. I also want to praise the Lord that my oldest, all on his own, is now trying vegetarian. And Emma is trying to take out dairy. So excited for him. Amen. Yeah, dairy is a good thing to get rid of. I guess with my old age, it got to a point where now dairy hits me like a ton of bricks. I can't handle it. And it doesn't make me go to the bathroom or nothing. It's just, I get sick. It just feels weird. But anyway, all right, so let's see if anybody's got their hands up. Nobody's got their hands up, so I'm going to read one more. This is from Sister Lucy and Brother Ronald. And says, dear church family, I want to praise God for providing a job for my husband. We were concerned about the Sabbath and we prayed. He was supposed – oh, and by the way, let me stop here. This reminds me. What Brother Gilbert was talking about earlier is exactly what I went through. Remember, Fran, what was it, 16 straight months no one would hire me because I would not work Sabbath. And I was getting all these amazing job offers. The devil was trying to tempt me. He says, oh, man, I never had an offer like that. You know, I just turned them all down. And then the Lord blessed me with the best job I ever had in my life with a company truck. But I had to be tested for 16 months to handle it. And then, not long after that, he told me to go full-time, right after I got the biggest raise I ever had. So I know exactly what you're going through there, Brother Gilbert. So anyway, going on. Sister Lucy and Brother Ronald said he was supposed – okay, well, I'll start it over because it was only one sentence. I want to praise God for providing a job for my husband. We were concerned about the Sabbath, and we prayed. He was supposed to work on Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., before he could even address the situation, they announced on Thursday that he did not have to work Fridays at all. Praise the Lord. They would work Monday through Thursday, 10 hours and off Friday. Once the new year started, they had so much work, they changed the hours again. But by this time, he had his 3 months review and explained to his manager that he could not work on Sabbath. His reply was, you could leave early Friday for your Sabbath. Wow. We thank God for his precious promises, Sister Lucy and Brother Ronald. Amen. A lot of people don't realize that because I tell them, like, because I'm always getting emails and calls about this, is, you know, I got a job and now they want me to work on Sabbath. Well, ask them. You'd be surprised sometimes how a boss will say, oh, yeah, you don't have to work if it's your faith. And then I always found, because I used to have my own businesses and I used to ran some franchise store, like, you know, Brown's Chicken. And I had to do the scheduling because I'm the boss, right? And the thing I hated was trying to find somebody to work on the weekends. Oh, it was a hair puller. It's just no respect because everybody that worked for me were teenagers. And, you know, they don't want to work on weekends, right? But there was this one girl who was a teenager, but she, you know, had a baby. And so she needed the money. And so she wanted to work every day. So I was always able to pencil her in. And I knew from that day forward, because later on when I became a Sabbath keeper, I was telling him, look, I can't work Sabbath day, but I know a lot of times you guys that schedule jobs, you can't work. They don't want to work on Saturday and Sunday because of the weekends and stuff like that, and they don't want to work on Christmas and Easter and all. I says, tell you what, you give me this job, not only will I work every Sunday, I'll work every holiday, you know, because I don't do pagan holidays, right? Even birthdays, I won't stop for birthdays because I don't do those either. And you'd be surprised how people, oh, yeah, you got the job. Because especially if you're talking to a guy that has to do the scheduling, you know. Because I got to tell you, that takes a load off when you're looking for somebody to fill a spot. So anyway, now I got to, oh, let me scroll up and down, see if anybody's got their hand up. Nope, there she goes. Okay, let's try it again, sister. You drop my. Okay, it's not working again, sister. The only thing I could think of is right-click, let me see, right-click. Yeah, right-click anybody's name in the room and see where it says check for updates. Click that. And you might need an Adobe Flash update because part of this chat room uses Flash. And I don't have a lot of it sitting on the audio end of things, but I have a third server that I use for that because I use two different servers for the audio. But Flash is involved in one of them, and I'm not going to say what the name is because hackers would love to hear that. So anyway, right-click any name and then says, you know, check for updates or whatever. Click that, do a Flash update, turn off the browser, restart it, and then try to do it again. So let me read one more praise here. This one's from Brother Matthew, and he says, Brother, I testify and I praise the Lord for his help in lowering my sugar levels. They went from upper 40s to upper 300s down to upper 100s. Okay, why'd you send me that, Fran? Is there a problem? All right. Okay. All right. And it went down to the lowest, 62, which can be a little dangerous, but a little more work, and I shall be able, with God's help, to get it right. And thanks to Brother – I was just going to say, contact Brother Warren. But he goes, and thanks to Brother Warren also for his help. And for the good Lord putting him in my path. In Jesus' name, amen. My diabetes has been out of control for a couple of years. You know, because I've ran across people that, because diabetes is curable, you know, completely. change your diet. I mean, it. Well, he, Brother Matthew, knows that. So, it's totally curable, and of course, prayer, a lot of prayer. And I got two testimonies left, one from Pastor Craig and one from Brother Warren. And I got pictures from Brother Warren. So let me. Oh, I got to find it on the server anyway. So, let me just see if anybody's got there. Let me see, Mindy. Okay, good. Let me drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. What an awesome testimony, Sabbath. I have some praises I want to share with you. I have been tremendously blessed at work, and I just want to give God all the glory. I got a placement last month, and yesterday I had two engineers that interviewed with a client company, and they made both of my engineers an offer yesterday, and they both accepted. Praise the Lord. So God is just pouring out his blessings, and I know a lot has to do with my tithing. I had, with my husband being unemployed, and I wasn't doing well at work last year, and I got behind on my tithing, and I kept praying for the Lord to give me the ability to be able to tithe. And yesterday I was able to send my tithe of all the months that I was behind. And I just want to praise the Lord for that as well. He is just so good. And then also my brother Jeff, we went and did a walkthrough for an apartment that he's going to be moving into in a week or so. And it's perfect for him. It's like a duplex, so it's on the ground floor. He doesn't have stairs he has to go up. And the lady, the property manager of the apartment complex, even said that the bathtub, they can cut out a section out of the bathtub so he can walk into the bathtub and doesn't have to try to walk over, you know, the tub. So, I mean, how many apartment complexes will do that? I don't know of any. So I just praise the Lord for that. My brother is just so, so happy, and he can't wait to finally get out of the rehabilitation place and have his own place. And Kylie and I are going to help him decorate his apartment, and it's just so awesome. So I just want to praise God for that as well. And I wasn't going to do this, but the Holy Spirit, I know he's urging me to share my testimony. A lot of you know it, and I think it's something I need to share. Some many probably need to hear this. 10 years ago, I was a worldling, and I was not walking with the Lord. I invited the Lord into my heart when I was 12 years old, and I know he never left my heart. I've always loved him. I've always had faith in him, and I believed in him, but I was not walking with him. I was going to bars. I was drinking alcohol. I was partying, and I was just not living a good life. And back in 2009, I believe, I woke up one morning, and I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me in a very clear and distinct voice. And he said, "Get ready. Jesus is coming." And you talk about a wake-up call. This was about 10 years ago. And he is going to be coming soon. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, there's no doubt in my heart, in my mind, that the Lord will be coming soon. And when he gave me that wake-up call, and that was a wake-up call, I got on my knees, and I cried out to him. And he stirred in me a hunger to learn Bible prophecy like never before. I've always been intrigued with the book of Revelation, and now I know why. Because we are called to get this truth out and to warn the world that our Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon, and to wake up and to do what we're supposed to do, what we're called to do, and that is to work for saving souls. That is our mission. And I just want to tell you all that, you know, we're going to see him in our lifetime. I truly believe that. And why would he tell me, "Get ready, Jesus is coming," if I'm not going to see him in my lifetime? And so all I want to say is, wake up. Get ready. The time is I mean, you know, prophecies are being filled so fast. And we don't have time to lose, brothers and sisters. Time is short. Be in God's Word daily. Pray without ceasing. And just pray for God's will to be done in your life. And pray for your loved ones like we always do. Pray for each other. We have to be there for each other. If one of our brothers or sisters is having a problem and they're struggling with whatever it might be, we need to be there for them. We need to pray for them. And this is where the body of Christ, we come together and we're there for each other and to strengthen each other and uphold each other and to be able to get through Jacob's time of trouble. I mean, it's going to be a trouble that we can't even imagine. And if we don't have strong faith and we don't have our, we're there for each other and we're praying for each other and we're helping each other in any way we can, we're not going to make it. And so now's the time to just be there with God and to just pray. And I love you all. And I just thank God for guiding me to this church, because when I was searching for, I just wanted to learn Bible prophecy. And I came across Pastor Nick's videos, The Mark of the Beast, The Antichrist. And it was just like all the puzzle pieces were coming together. And I'm sure you all feel the same way. It was like, wow, this is what it means. I understand Revelation now. And of course, then reading The Great Controversy, that was like, that was amazing. And so I just want to praise God for guiding me to this church. I love you all. I'm so blessed to have my brothers and sisters in Christ. And I can't wait for our next church gathering to give you all hugs. I love you all. God bless.
No sound, Brother Eli. You want to try it again? I know his works because he was just playing music. So, oh, no, that's going through the system. That's not going through the mic. You want to try it again, Eli? Throw your hand up. If you want to, because I only got two praises left that I have. I don't know if anybody else is going to be stepping up. I don't know. So, well, I guess he'll try it later. All right, I'm going to share Pastor Craig's last, but I also want to echo something in regards to what Sister Minnie just said too, because of what I've seen over the years. And I got to tell you, brothers and sisters, what she just said, I have heard at least 100 times, I would say, in the last 5 years alone, where people will call me or email me and he says, the Lord told them that Jesus is coming soon. And getting these dreams. My daughter Lee, I just recently put in one of her dreams that I got, that she texted me her dream, and I put it in my dream diary. And though I'm not one of those goofy pagans that do dream diaries, and no, this is stuff that the Lord reveals, and so I put it in, like a book, until He gives me an understanding of what He's talking about, if it's from Him, And all of us get dreams. Look in the Book of Job. You'll see. For those of you that are wondering, what is a tornado dream? Like you're in a dream and there's a tornado coming. Never hits your house. Praise God. You're warning everybody, and they're all ignoring you. Well, that's because you're a Christian. You're out trying to tell everybody that you love that Jesus is coming. And they're all blowing you off like you're nuts. The tornado that's headed your way, that's the plagues. In Revelation, a whirlwind, the seven plagues, the wrath of God. And the reason it doesn't hit your house is because you are a Christian. So anywho, I wanted to praise the Lord and just echo what Sister Mindy said in regards to Jesus is coming soon. And praise the Lord. We're out of here soon. Thanks, Reginald. All right, I'll let Gilbert know. I'll just forward that to Gilbert. Reginald just let me know he sent something for Brother Gilbert in an email that should help him find work. But then all he's got to do is modify it for his own needs. Okay, will do, brother. Thank you so much, and I'm sure Gilbert will thank you too. So I'll get that off to him today. Okay, Brother Warren sent me this last night or this morning, I don't know. But this is a testimony and a praise. The first thing it says, updates on the health message here in the islands. I love hearing this stuff, I got to tell you. Sabbath blessings for Brother Alvin, Sister Jania, Alvi, and Uncle Wawan. Deal with it, okay? This is like when my daughter, Teresa, was born. My oldest, which is Jillian, couldn't say Teresa. She would call her Tito. And so that's why Brother Warren is called Wawan. Anyway, since last testimony and praise Sabbath, we have continued to assist those that we have been helping over the last few months. The newest is a 70-year-old woman that is diabetic. A while back, she fell and cut up her knees. Okay, now hold on. Here it goes. Check it out. That's her knee. All right, that thing ain't healing, is it? See that yellow stuff? It's getting worse. Okay, anyway, that's all scarred up. I can't put – if somebody wants to copy or right-click, I think you can right-click to get the URL. Nope, you can't. This is going to just go for flash. People on the stream might want to have seen that, but it doesn't matter. Well, if you want to see it on the stream, just go remnantofgod.org/temp, T-E-M-P. And I've only got two picks in there, pick one and two. Pick one's in the room right now. So remnantofgod.org/T-E-M-P, and then click the first one. It's a JPEG. That's her knee. Not fun. Oh, thanks, Sean. He's going to share it on the stream. So, there we go. Those are going, where did I leave off? The daughter said, okay, she cut up her knees. The daughter said that her knees were not healing, and that's one of the, you know, things of being a diabetic. It takes a while to heal, a long time. And then he says, I gave her the nano silver and a mixture. And by the way, nano silver is now illegal in Europe because they know it heals people. That's why Oprah did what she did with that blue guy, which was bogus. You don't turn like that. That's not a Gria. That's totally nuts. They kind of enhance it a little bit. He died too, by the way. Yeah, that's anyway. I gave her the nano silver and a mixture of 38 parts per million nano silver. So that's when you kick it up a notch. Usually for just maintenance, you know, 12 to 15 is good and take a lot of it. But in emergencies, I would think kicking it up a notch is good. But mine, it takes 3 days to get it to that number. 32, actually. I've never seen 38. Anyway, 38 parts per million for the nano silver and golden seal mixed. Within 2 weeks, her knees were healed. And, okay, I'm going to show you pick number two now. This is 2 weeks, mind you. They weren't healing, and now all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, oh, wait, let me just, I got to put it that way where it goes in the room. Okay, send. There, look at that. All right? That's amazing. And that's the Lord Jesus, the natural methods. You know, like what he, like with the figs with Zedekiah, and then when Jesus spit in the dirt and made the clay and all that, and put it on that guy's eyes. Jesus used natural methods too, to let people know we can do this. So, or he will do this for us if we just ask Fran about it. Because we've seen a lot of healings with just using the natural stuff. So anyway, within 2 weeks, her knees were healed. Please pray for all these. We are trying to help. There are many ongoing treatments. Amen, my brother. All right, then he's got another one. He goes, we are thankful for the good health and protection. We are also thankful for all the blessings and providential workings of the past year, as well as for this new year, wherein he is giving us additional time to prepare for his soon return. We are very thankful also for God is helping us share our faith to our family, friends, and those on the street, DVDs, the cards, the websites, and the YouTube channels, who are not in the truth yet, so they can also be prepared. We are also thankful for giving us favorable countenance in our work so that we can perform our duty where God is glorified. Lastly, we are very thankful for our salvation. He called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise be the Lord. Amen, my brother. Echo, echo, echo. Amen and amen and amen. So, and then I got one last one to share, and then I'll let Brother Eli. I'm going to let Brother Eli go first because I want this last one. This is from Pastor Craig, and I haven't even read it yet, so I don't know what it's about, but I know he's been attacked lately because he asked for prayer like when I asked for prayer for me. You know, him and I get slammed left and right. And so let me drop the mic, and then the next voice you hear, Sarah, here will be Brother Eli.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you all hear me? It's gonna be a quick one. Okay, praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath, and I hope and pray that your Sabbath is always blessed. I just want to share that last week I was hanging out with a brother at night, and we went out to eat. And as I was going home, I'm pretty sure that was the night that I was driving home, and there was an accident. Pretty sure there was an accident behind me or right next to my lane. And I heard like a loud sound of the honk, like the vehicle was honking very loud. And then all of a sudden I just heard a loud boom. So I couldn't look if it's really an accident or something. I just heard a car bump into another car. So what I'm trying to say, praise the Lord for protecting me, and hope and pray that the vehicle who got collided, they were collided together, were safe. And never been to an accident like that, and don't want to be there. So I just want to praise the Lord for His protection towards us, and we are so unworthy of His love and mercy and protection. We are so worthy of death because we are sinners. We have sinned many times, and many backsliding we have done. And also, I want to share about mental torments. I don't know if this is only happening to me, and as many of you that I talk to in chat, it also happens to you. I'm not sure if this is something that you deal with every week. And a couple of weeks ago, I was pretty much waking up 2 a.m., 3 a.m. because I couldn't sleep. The mental torments just didn't stop. So I don't know what's going on with me, and I don't know if that happens to you all the time. And it's like world. It's not just worldly things, so many. You're not going to make it, or anything that Satan whispers to you is, he's going to make it look like you're going crazy. Or you're, nobody, even at work, and nobody see it. It's just you in your thoughts, battling against Satan in your thoughts, while wherever you're at. So I just want to, if this is something like saying that, oh, your work is not ready, or you have to get ready, so you can deal with this in a time of trouble. I just want to say, I just want to share Genesis chapter 32, verse 26. And he said, let me go, for the day break it. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. So most of us may be echoing all this when that time comes, when we're going to be standing at that time. So I just want to share that, and please, if any of you in here, including myself, if any of us here have any idols in the closet of your hearts, please take it out. As Rachel was hiding the idols of Laban, her dad, we should take out all the idols from the heart, because it's not just a physical idol. It could be hidden in the heart of men. So please put away all these idols, and let's continue doing the work. God bless, and happy Sabbath day.
All right. Amen. Sabbath blessings. And everybody, can you guys hear me again? Yeah. Looks like I can see. Okay. Good. All right. I'm going to share a suspended hostage praise. Couldn't share it. And she says, early this year, I have been struggling a lot with my inner feelings. I knew that I had problems in this area, but I pushed it to the side, hoping I won't have to face it later. However, as of January this year, I faced the struggle head on. I was struggling with feelings of jealousy, hatred, and bitterness. I was bitter and hateful because of thoughts I believed about myself and others. This carried an effect on my personal and spiritual life. A few weeks ago, I was in a midday prayer, and the Holy Spirit reminded me of something. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. God had me read this verse, and then He reminded me of my problem, how I am trusting in lying words that don't profit. From self, I think they should say depreciating thoughts, to thoughts about others that were filled with hate and envy. My lying thoughts were becoming louder than God's words. That's why I was suffering mentally. I was trusting and believing my lying words over and above God's words, and I was crippling myself because of it. I praise God that he showed me this verse, because he had reminded me to trust him and his words, not my thoughts. Also that I need to overcome in all areas. That is by his help. Thank you all, and God bless. Amen, sister. Amen. Pray, Lord, that he strengthened you. And keep pressing forward, brethren, because we're you know, as Brother Ellie just shared, we're all being attacked. And if it's not mental torments, it's a lot of the world. And I know we always get attacked, but I just always feel like, or just this is just always my thoughts. So it always happens after communion or around communion that all of a sudden things just pick up, and it doesn't. It's been doing it consistently at least since last year, and I've noticed it every single time. At least I think every single time, the times that I can remember, I guess. And it picks up. And so, you know, just push forward, brethren, and keep sharing his truth, and keep moving forward. Alrighty. I will... Hey. Seven blessings, everyone. And God bless.
Okay, praise the Lord, yeah. Yeah, I kind of expected that you would get targeted a little more there, Brother Sean, when you started doing the, you know, you and Eli together, in fact, doing the 5 o'clock study, which, by the way, is, well, we're not done yet here anyway, so I got one more I want to share, and I think this is the last one for today. I don't see any more hands up. Let me check my email real quick here. Oh, goody, not even any spam. All right, so this one here is from Pastor Craig. And you'll notice he's not here. I think he's kicking back. He might be listening on the radio. Because, well, you'll hear it in here. I think he may touch on it here, because I remember a prayer request he gave me last night. I think it was last night. But he says, I'll let you read it so I'm so I'm not completely defeated by Satan. I will rest, brother. Okay, so yeah, he's kicking back. He says, we will praise the Lord for all the attacks. As Satan may have the power to cause us sickness from time to time through all his attacks, let us have peace through the storm of tests without murmuring and complaining. Thank you for the necessary pains of life, which will help us for the days ahead in the time of persecution. He's obviously thanking our Father. Thank you for the mental trials too, which come in like a flood. We know it is designed to help prepare us to stand as biblical Christians in these last days. These fiery trials may knock people down for a season. They may cause the professed to give up and walk away. But we should be of good courage to know by now that the true remnant are not of those who draw back, sink into discouragement by giving up, and eventually blow away like the chaff. Let it be known that it is through these experiences that the true Christians will shine bright and not fade off into darkness like the wicked. Let us all stand up in the strength of the Lord and press forward to the mark of the perfect, or perfection in our obedience to our God. I ask for prayers for my closing mission trip, or my coming mission trip. Thank you. And may God bless the remnant of her seed all over the world. Sabbath blessings. And he reminded me of something, and I'm just going to declare this. For those of you listening on the stream that are Seventh-day Adventist, and your pastors are telling that stay with the church because the wheat stays with the tares, study your Bible. Don't let them fool you even there. Where are the tares when the harvest starts? They're left in the field, aren't they? The remnant of her seed will only see the wheat and the chaff. There won't be any tares there. Your pastors are lying when they say you are in the remnant church. It's impossible. Spiritually, physically, and even historically, and prophetically. And I hope and pray everybody here was blessed on this Sabbath day, on this beautiful Sabbath day, this testimony. Another long one. I don't know if it was a record breaker, but we went way over like usual. We went over, what is it, an hour and 15 minutes. And so we're going to have a little song here, and then after the song, we'll finish in prayer. Mm-hmm. In prayer, and amen, Brother Eli, Job 13:15, which says, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. Amen. Please kneel. Heavenly Father, once again, we come before you in praise and thanks. Every month, we could do this every week, Father, but every month we come before you and thank you for reminding us of what you've done through the month, because a lot of times we forget. And we even forget to put it in a praise list. But thank you for blessing us the way you have and kept us safe all throughout these last 30 days. Please bless this month ahead of us. Give us more praises, more opportunities to share the faith and the truth with others that you send our way. And thank you for blessing the work and this church family all around the world, even the ones that don't know of us by name, but do. By faith, because we're all on the same page, because we're walking with you. And that's amazing in itself. We can meet people on the other side of the world that believe the exact same things we do, and we never even talked. Thank you so much for that. It's absolute evidence of your Holy Spirit in the hearts of your people. Please bless the remainder of this Sabbath day, everybody on our prayer list, and bless this week so that next Sabbath we can come together and to be with you and to see the showbread changed once again. And thank you for accepting this prayer in the name of your Son, our Savior, our King, for all eternity. Jesus Christ. Amen.